Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And we're going to visit with David Momberg. David is a respiratory therapist. And good morning, David.
Good morning.
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty steady, but it's been good.
Okay. Well, this is the first time you've been on Wellness Wednesday, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself, David.
Okay. I am a registered respiratory therapist. I have been for 39 years. The first 31 years or so were in Tennessee, where I grew up. I then started as a traveler, still a respiratory therapist, and my first job was in Minnesota in 2015. Then I started out in Plymouth at a hospital there, and then I moved to Brainerd, then I moved to Bemidji, and then I ended up in Montevideo in January of 2018.
Okay.
And I've been here since. I started out as a traveler here, but then they hired me on within like about 6 months, and it's been a really dream job for me.
Okay.
I'm very happily married to Sheila. I have 4 girls, all grown from my first marriage, and they are still all in Tennessee or North Georgia area. I have a son that I adopted earlier this year. He will be 13 tomorrow.
Mm.
Another stepson and a stepdaughter that are both in the area. Several grandkids, kind of too many to count, and 3 dogs.
Wow.
We live here in town, real close to the hospital, which is really nice. Hobbies, I love all things music-oriented. I'm very into vinyl collecting. I grew up in the 70s, so I kind of relive my childhood, I guess, in that way.
Yeah, vinyl records have really come back, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're even, you know, a lot of the newer artists are releasing them, but also they have a lot of reissues of the older stuff. But I like finding the old, like original pressings. And so that's my biggest hobby in my collecting.
Well, you'll have to come over to KLQP Radio Studio. We still have some of those in the back room.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's good.
Also enjoy outside as far as biking and hiking. We did a lot of biking this summer. Me and my wife like going to different thrift stores, yard sales, craft fairs, those kind of things, because there's a lot of those in the area. We've been able to take a lot of one-day trips to different towns in the area. Not being from around here, it's fun to kind of explore the different, different towns and that kind of thing.
Well, it sounds like you keep busy with family and grandchildren and everything that you do.
Helps keep me young, I guess.
Yeah, you're losing the southern drawl a little bit and getting the Minnesota accent, aren't you?
I never will. You can't outdo 50 years of Tennessee, but that's okay. Most people seem to like it, so it's all right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, David, what got you into being a respiratory therapist?
So basically when I was, 19 or 20, there was a school in Memphis that was basically just a one-year program, and it was more of a public school, so it was pretty much free except for buying your books and clinical fees when you went into the hospital and all. And my sister was a respiratory therapist, so that's the only way I even knew about it. And so I was able to get into that class and do good in it. And then I got a job right away, pretty much right out of school. And then a couple years later, I went back and made up the extra year. So I went from being certified to registry.
Okay. Education, where did you get your education from?
So originally it was the area vocational school or tech school in Memphis. And then the other year was what is, it's called something different now, but then it was California College. And it was actually done by correspondence. It was back before the days of the internet and all, so you had to actually take tests and mail them in. And I was able to pass that and then pass my boards, luckily, the first time.
Okay.
So a registered respiratory therapy is a registered respiratory therapist is pretty much equivalent to a registered nurse. I'd say, you know, as far as pay and just kind of your role in the hospital and that kind of thing. So, and that's all there are anymore. They don't even have the certification or 1-year programs anymore. It's all 2-year and even up into like BS's, bachelor's at home.
David, tell our listeners a little bit about exactly what a respiratory therapist does. What do you do?
Most people know about us or equate us with the breathing treatments. We kind of got in the spotlight with COVID because, you know, of all the breathing issues patients had, mm-hmm. and we dealt a lot with those patients. Not so much in this area, thankfully, but especially, you know, in the bigger cities and all, they dealt with a lot of that. So it includes up to putting people on breathing machines or ventilators that actually breathe for them, or using different kind of oxygen setups. So that is the inpatient side. But at CCM Health, we are very much an outpatient facility. So I'd say about 2/3 or more of my work now is on outpatients. Mm. And we'll go in that a little bit more in a minute. But we're kind of a unique facility for the size we are. We can handle a lot of these breathing issues here, but when the patients are, you know, sick enough that they need to go somewhere else, we're real good about identifying that and getting them transferred out.
Okay. Good. Well, David, I'm just going to kind of give you the floor there and tell us a little bit about your job or respiratory.
Okay.
Yep.
So, again, I really feel like this, and I really mean this, this job is the best that I've had in my whole career. Most of my career, I spent in larger hospitals, and they just operate, you know, a lot different. You're mostly just on the floors, going from floor to floor, giving breathing treatments. There's not a lot of autonomy or, you know, and sometimes even not the respect, you know, from your peers and from the physicians in here. And that's the thing that I found so different here is that respect that, you know, I feel like the physicians are my peers. They listen to my, you know, suggestions about patients, and it's just really refreshing. It's took me kind of a long time to get here, mm-hmm. but it's really nice having that and being being respected and being, you know, counted on. So I wear a lot of different hats here because right now mm-hmm. I'm the only full-time therapist. We have a PR, casual therapist that works 1 or 2 days a week. We have an LPN in our department, but basically our department is 3 people, and then we are under the manager that is also over cardiac rehab and oncology. So right. She has like our 3 department, but we're really only a department of 3. So I wear a lot of hats in that way, and I enjoy it. It's just sometimes the juggling is a little challenging. So right now, our outpatient services are mainly the pulmonary rehab and the pulmonary function tests. Pulmonary rehab, we're doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's a 6-week class that lasts anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours. And the providers order this for patients who need just conditioning as far as their lungs. They need more exercise. They need more education. A lot of these patients have not really been taught much about their lung diseases. So this is really important and, you know, something I really enjoy. It's very rewarding because we get to see the patient improve. You know, we get to see them progress through the class, and then we have like a graduation form when they finish. And so that right now we have those on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We try to have a morning and evening class
or afternoon, sorry. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the pulmonary function test. These are diagnostic tests I do to either show for the first time if patients are having lung issues, or sometimes they're repeated, you know, every year or so often for patients that do have lung diseases, just to see if they're progressing or if they're getting worse. These are really enjoyable for me because I get to know the patient, you know, better in these. So that's why I say that our outpatient is probably, you know, two-thirds to three-fourths of my mm-hmm. job.
Right.
And then I'm kind of called to the floor for other things. But
okay, good. David, what do you like about your job?
I guess I kind of like the autonomy or whatever that I have now, that, and that I'm not just stuck in one thing. I'm able to do a lot of different things, a lot of interaction with patients, and that's kind of what I enjoy. I enjoy the clinical side. I never really enjoyed the managerial side,
right,
or
right.
the other side.
Yep.
You know, yep. I've very much been more hands-on and people person, and I enjoyed the whole staff here. It's the best staff I've worked with. Mm-hmm. The providers are great here. Okay. It's just great to work with.
Good.
So,
okay. Well, anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap
it up here?
The
only thing is that if people are interested by this, if they have never been, so we go by referrals from the providers. So if they feel like they're having these issues, then they can, you know, talk about it with their provider, and they will order the appropriate test or whatever for them. So, and then again, just let them know our number. The main number here is 320-269-8877. And we also take referrals from providers outside of CCM Health. It doesn't have to be here. So if they go to other facilities, but they live here in the area and it's closer for them to come here, we have a lot of patients like that.
Okay.
So we just would look forward to serving you, and thank you for
yep.
giving me some time here.
You bet. Very, very informative, David. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yep, and we'll do this again sometime.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
You bet.
And hopefully we won't get cut off.
That's right. All right.
Okay.
Yep, that's David Momberg, respiratory therapist at CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.